everything around you is all over your life. You either accept it, you reject it, or you find glory, or you find trials, but it's all over you all the time. And what we have to do is learn how to accept that being all over us and being obedient unto that call and direction. May we pray. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, that you never leave us nor forsake us. That God, all over our life, every time we turn around, everything we see and hear, it's all about you. You're sharing with us and joining us and moving us. And God, I thank you for this time tonight to be able to come and to share. And for those that are on the mission trips and different things, God, you put that hedge of protection around them tonight. Many are traveling, and God, they need your protection. They need your guidance. And God, for all the time of the week that they'll be there, however long, that God, they just be safe. They wouldn't be hurt. And you just guide them and help them to be able to go and to minister in a way that would challenge people, that would encourage people, that would strengthen the churches. Even those that go, Lord, having gone on mission trips myself, I know how when I come home, it's something that just bears on your heart and your soul. And God, you just let them know that this week, that everything they do is all for you, nobody else. And God, that when you do it for you, when we do it for you, all the others get all the benefits. They see all the glory. They see all the presence, all the joy. And God, I pray that this would just be a time when it would just be so full and so rich that they could not even contain it all or understand it all. But God, it would just be something that moved in their life in a mighty, mighty way. So Lord, be with us now in this time. Help us, Lord, to just enjoy being together. And Lord, just to praise your holy name. So thank you, Father, for this night in thy precious and holy name. Amen. You know, thought about it this afternoon. I could preach to you what I preached this morning. Thought about doing that. You know, I could preach to you about all kind of things I've read and all things I've seen and everything else. But you know, just from my heart right now, I'd just like to ask you to ask yourself, what am I doing for God? How am I doing and what am I doing for God? Am I being obedient? Am I being obeying him and doing what he says to do? Am I really looking for the wonder and the glory of God? When I come to church, do I come to experience his presence in my life? Or do I come to share things with people and it just kind of flies by? You know, every one of y'all ought to just shout. Oh, glory, that ain't no shout. You know, everybody ought to shout because you've had the presence and the joy and hope this morning, I know, of worship. And tonight you've come together again. And every time we come, we ought to come with an expectation of glory. You know, churches are dying everywhere. And you know why? We've lost the glory. We've lost the glory. We've lost all of the joy that we have in God, in Christ, all he has given us. And all he's promised us. And we take it so for granted. Sometimes I look, when I'm in church, and I look around and I see people, and I wonder, why don't they smile? Why don't they sing? They stand there or they sit there and they don't even open their mouth. You know, you can't sing with your mouth shut. You got to open your mouth. You know, I want to tell them sometimes, just get up and stand up and open up your mouth and holler. Y'all know what a holler is, don't you? Because it seems like when we go to church, it's like we got to be quiet. Hey, listen, Jesus loves to hear us. And when we shout it, he loves it even more. When it's glory, he begins to say, hey, children, come on, let it go. And so many times in churches where we go, we find that we're afraid, I guess is the word. We don't know how to turn it loose. Do y'all know how to turn it loose? Got to it, do. The rest of you, what do y'all do? Can you turn it loose? Can you let God and his Holy Spirit just move in your life that causes you to enjoy and rejoice over all of the wonders that he's given and all the greatness that we see around us every day? Sometimes I think we take it so for granted. We just walk through life thinking things are going to be okay. and never being willing to listen to the Holy Spirit of God and break out of where we are and begin to walk in a new direction and a new conference of God, knowing that He is there, that His blessing is there. We don't ever want it sometimes, it seems. You know, I've been in all kind of churches, and I'm not bragging. Some of them I wish I was at home. I just tell you the truth. There's times when I wish, Lord, what am I doing here? Why am I here? Why am I not just at home enjoying a cup of coffee or something and watching TV? And that's what it kind of like you might be doing. People sometimes shut us out, and we shut each other out, and we do not experience the joy or the moving of the Spirit of God. And I know this church does. I know you are trying your best to do what God wants you to do and to experience the presence and joy of Him. But listen, sometimes we can go through the motions and never move our soul. And what we need to get is we need to get down to the bottom, nitty gritty, and begin to experience the very presence and the joy of the Lord in our heart and our soul. I confess, you know, I go through churches, I've been to churches, and I preach in churches and all these things. And so many times I just want to stop and say, is anybody out there awake? Is anybody out there hear anything that I'm saying? Do you care? Isn't it amazing how church, it seems, has either moved from way over there where nobody moves, or way over there where everybody's hollering, or way in the middle where everybody's sitting there looking at each other like, what's going on? Man, how we need to wake up. How we need to recognize what a wonderful building, what a wonderful time God has given you in this place. BJ has been faithful to do the things he's supposed to do, but you have been faithful. I want to tell you, I'm proud of you. I really am. This church has ministered to many, many people all over this country around us and never touched them or got close to them. But because of the emphasis you've had and the things you have done and the way you moved, it is moving people, and many people are getting jealous, okay? Y'all know what jealousy is, don't you? Jealous is, I wish they'd just hush. That's what jealous comes down to. I wish they'd turn everything off. But you know, I'm not even preaching my sermon. I just moved from that song a minute ago and thinking about what they were saying. And sometimes we forget really why we're here. I mean, we can go through the motions. Everything's happy. Everybody's happy. Y'all stand. We can do everything everybody else is doing, and we can think everything's happy. Everybody's happy. Y'all stand up. Everybody stand up. Come on, stand up. Can't you stand up? Amen. Holler glory. Glory. Amen. Now you're moving. But what does it take? What does it take for us to get where we really enjoy being in God's house? It's not about the shouting. It's not about raising the roof. But it is about what is stirring in your soul. And what is it doing in your mind and your heart? Tonight, I think you need to understand me, where I am. As I go through life, I find myself struggling to know what God wants. And what I'm trying to do, y'all can sit down. What I'm trying to do is encourage you tonight to understand that there are many things that we do not understand and things that we cannot change, but there are so many things that we're holding on to that we're just destroying our very soul. When we need to turn loose and let God have His way. 2 Thessalonians, grace and verse 2, chapter 1, 2 Thessalonians. Grace unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. Does that happen here? Does that sound familiar? Okay, I guess not. You hadn't really thought about it, have you? Do you understand how it is abounding, How it is that he says, so that we ourselves glory in you in the church of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which ye also suffer. You're going to suffer. You're going to struggle. You're going to have great days. You're going to have glory days. But why not have a good day every day? Why not have a good day every day? And I'm preaching to me, okay? I know what it's like. Y'all know what the mully grubs are? Anybody know what mully grubs are? One or two? That's where you just get down to where you just think you are not worth anything. You can't do anything. You don't want anything. All you want is everybody to leave you alone, right? Amen? Instead of thinking about Jesus. Just think about what does Jesus think? He's standing there all the time. He's listening to us all the time. He hears all our complaints. He hears all of our joys. He hears us all over, and yet we don't praise him. I know you guys do a lot. But a lot of churches, if you talked about praise and worship and jumping up and shouting and hollering and glorifying God, what's going to happen? Most of them going to get scared and run out the back door. But I'm trying to encourage you that you have a great ministry. You have a great God. You have a great minister. You have one that loves you and cares for you. And all of the things around you, don't take that for granted. God has blessed this place. God has poured out his spirit on this place. And I believe it with all my heart. And you know, I get excited every time I've ever been over here. I've got excited about what you're doing, what's going on. And it just thrills my soul. Because I so have a desire to see every church get up and get out and move and glorify God and begin to rejoice in him. It's time for us to wake up and get up and do something. We all gotten so satisfied, we sit down in the pew, and we don't do anything. I want to encourage you tonight. Listen to your preacher. Don't cipher it, okay? Listen to it. And let it mean what it says to you. And let God move in your life, in your heart, and be challenged every time you move that God is speaking directly to you. Don't sit there and say, well, that fella over there, I know him. He needs that. That's good. He really needs that. Well, the truth is, all of us need it. We all need it all the time. We need to come back to the old time religion, where when we go to church, we go truly expecting to meet Jesus. And you know what? I'm going to be honest, and maybe it's ugly, but I've been in a lot of churches. I'm going to tell you right now, most of them don't have any a smidgen of the power of the glory of God because they're afraid. They're afraid. They're afraid to stand up. They're afraid for anybody to think that they're happy, that they love the Lord. What do we go to church for? Because we love the Lord. That's why I go to church. I love the Lord because he's ministered in my life so much. I can't bless him and praise him enough for all that he's done and all he's given. And I want to love him and share with him and to show him the wonder of the glory of what he's doing in my life. I'm not worried about y'all. I'm worried about me. Are y'all worried about me? No, y'all worried. You better be worried about you. You know? And sometimes we don't take the time to examine ourselves, to look at God and say, God, I need help. Would you please open a door? Would you please just move in my heart and my soul and let me share somewhere, some way with somebody that I would show them the love and the care and the compassion of Jesus? You know, people are hurting. Y'all know that, don't you? I mean, people everywhere are hurting. And how we as God's people need to come alive and raise up and begin to do more than just go to church. We need to carry church with us everywhere we go. And we ought to be sharing it with everybody we can. Letting them see in us and know in us the wonders of the glory of the promises of God and all He's given us. To know that He is real and He loves us. And you know what? What He even loves more? And you guys do it, I know. I'm sure, surely you haven't changed since I was here last. You do rejoice when you come in here. You do praise the Lord. And that's great. But I want to ask you a question. When you get home, what do? I'm meddling now, aren't I? You know? Are you the same when you get home as you are when you go to church? I met too many folks that grumbled and mumbled and had faults and found faults and everything else with everybody after they got out of church. But when they're in church, they're all happy. I've been in some big churches. I've been in some big churches where I saw a lot of people shouting and hollering and running, all kind of stuff. And the next thing you know, they're out there fussing. God is not happy. He's not happy with me. That's why I'm preaching what I'm doing tonight. And I didn't know any of this was coming. Because I got a sermon right there, but I haven't looked at it yet. Because I want to encourage you. This church has done marvelous, mighty, and great things. And God has ministered in such a manner that it's unreal what He has done here. And do you know He's even created jealousy all over, everywhere around you? Because they don't have what you have? But don't ever take it for granted. Don't ever take it for granted. And always open your heart and your mind and your very soul to be the one, the first one, to stand any time and say, God, I'm here to be used. God, I want to minister to whoever. You open the door, you show me, and God, when you do, I'm going to walk right through it. It doesn't matter if it hair lips Texas. I'm going to do it. You say jump, God, I'm going to jump. If you say sit, God, I'm going to sit. If you say God, holler, I'm going to holler. You see, it's not about what we have in here. It's about what we have in here. It's what we have in here. And God, He's so gracious. You know, it's amazing how He looks over all of our faults and all of our disgust and all those things that we do that are not even halfway close to what God would have us to do. And yet, I thank Him that He's never give up on me. He's never quit on me. And every time I've called upon Him, He's been there. He loves us. He cares for us. And all He wants is for us to be true, to be real, that everybody can see in us the wonders of the glory of the Spirit of God moving in our heart and our soul. That the name of our Lord Jesus Christ may be glorified in you and ye in Him, according to the grace of our God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto Him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or in troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. There's all kind of deceivableness, he says, unrighteousness, things that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. So many people don't go to church, and I've had it said to me so many times, I don't go to church because I don't want to go to church with all them hypocrites. How we need to come back to being real. Every day, everywhere we are, all the time. And that's hard. That's hard. But you know what? We don't have to do it. Because if we'll open our heart and our mind and our soul to Jesus, He'll do it for us. He'll direct us. And He'll show us things that we've never heard, nor seen, nor believed. I cannot believe what He does. How He moves in so many ways. How He struggles, how we struggle, but yet His struggle is not like our struggle. His struggle is His love and mercy and grace that He wants to pour out on us. And we sit there and refuse it. Don't refuse it. Don't refuse it. Let God move in your life, in your heart, and cause you to begin to experience the wonders and the glory of God. It's not about how big the church is. It's not about how small the church is. It's about how big is the God you love and serve. How big is He? I promise you, He can do anything. He can handle it all. And when we turn it over to Him and say, God, You direct me, be ready. Because I promise you, when you say that, He's going to say, okay, here. And you're going to say, uh-uh, I can't do that. I've had too many people tell me that, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. I can do all things through Him who strengtheneth me. Amen. I'm not preaching to y'all. I'm preaching to me tonight. I'm preaching to me. Because I know what it's like to get down and out and get discouraged. Why? Do you know what discourages preachers? Anybody? Somebody tell me something that makes that discourages a preacher. Pardon? Amen. Lack of participation. Anybody else? People not coming to glory? Not coming to church? What is the one thing all of us can do about those folks? Pray. Pray. Prayer is the key. Prayer. I want to encourage you today, pick out somebody and pray for them. You don't have to go tell them you're praying for them or anything else. You just pray for them over and over and over again. And I promise you, it'll get through. It's kind of like saying sick 'em to a dog. He'll go get it. And when we do that with people around us and we have that experience of love and joy and peace in our heart and we want to see them, the wonders of what God is doing, then it becomes a thing of joy and excitement to see the wonders of what God is doing. God is working all around us, folks. Don't miss it. Don't miss it. You have a wonderful church. You have great worship times. Don't take it for granted. Don't let it slide by. And don't let it pass by your head or your ears and your heart. But open up and say, God, I'm here. And God, I love You. And God, today if You tell me to dance, I'm going to dance. God, if You tell me to run the aisle, I'm going to run the aisle. God, if You tell me to go out in the hall, I'm going. God, whatever You tell me to do, that's what I'm going to do. God is very good, very gracious, and you know what? He's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to make you do anything. But when you listen to that still, small voice, you'll begin to be moved by the Holy Spirit of God, and then you begin to rejoice and say, God, I'm going to follow You. No? Better than that, God, I'm going to run in front of You. And God expects You to come behind me and keep me clean, keep me straight. Heavenly Father, I hope the folks today, tonight, understand my heart. It's so good to see folks attentive and see folks listening. And God, to be in a place where I feel the presence of you, Lord. We can prepare all the sermons we want to prepare. We can do all the things we want to do. But God, ultimately, when we walk into this place, it ought to be an open heart and an open mind and a willing spirit to do what you tell us to do. So, Lord Jesus, I just pray that these folks that are here tonight, that you'd be with them. And God, that they would begin to search their heart and begin to be more attentive to being all that you want them to be, to experience the glory, the wonder, and the joy. And God, for all of those that are on this mission trip, Father, you put your hedge of protection around them, take care of them. And God, may they have the opportunity this week to minister to people that they would never see otherwise, they never know. But God, that through it all, that they'd be able to minister to folks and see people one to you, Lord Jesus, coming and accepting you and confessing their sin. And God, beginning to move in a new direction in their life. Father, let us have a desire to lift each other up, to hold each other up, to not just shake hands and speak a word, but God, really begin to love one another, to reach out and to reach into everyone around us and speak to them and reach around them and hold them. And God, to see the very power that you have working in the lives of everyone here and all those around us. So dear God, we just pray tonight that through this, that everyone might just maybe even have a new desire, new direction for their life. So God, we give it all to you. We thank you for your love and mercy. In Jesus' precious name, amen. You, someone close.